Superman smashes the Klan. Long review. The Metropolis Dam, 1946. Tremble, American scum! Tremble before the might of the Atom Man, avenger of the master race, blam! Excuse me, Mr. Atom Man. Lois Lane, Daily Planet. This is my associate, Jimmy Olsen. Hiya. I've got a few questions for you, if you don't mind. But the Atom Man does mind. The Atom Man minds very much. Great. First question. What are you hoping to accomplish by busting a hole in the Metropolis Dam? Revenge! You American scum humiliated the master race. Now the Atom Man will... Revenge, got it. Second question. Have you actually thought this through? I guess what I'm really asking is, haven't you heard of Metropolis's most famous citizen? Gasp! The Superman! Oof! Pow! The is a bit pretentious, don't you think? Hey, so you have heard of him.
It's just Superman, please.
The Atom Man does not fear the so-called super strength of the Superman. You see, this masterfully engineered device pumps super strength into the Atom Man's heart.
And yes, we all know where that story goes. So opens Superman Smashes the Klan. This is a graphic novel where we experience Superman before he flies, but he sure runs at least as well as the Flash. We find Superman before he comes to understand the destructive power of kryptonite, a strange mineral that superpowers a rogue Nazi wannabe in the first frames of the story. The story does feature Superman with his stunningly famous kit, that blue, red, and gold S that has been so well known for decades now. And this is certainly Superman, aka Clark Kent. Clark is the super-duper reporter at the Daily Planet newspaper, for yes, the Daily Planet lives. And may it always be so, intrepid newspaper reporter Lois Lane is ever curious about the world unfolding around her and continually curious about Clark's often odd behavior in the midst of news stories crises in particular. And Jimmy Olsen, fantastic photographer, is as spunky and driven to please as ever. We're running in tandem with the early days of Superman as news reporter at the Planet and writer of Wrongs When Caped. We have a gritty, parallel story that runs simultaneously with the Superman story, an ages-old American story that unfolds through these pages. An immigrant Chinese family is moving from Chinatown to Metropolis. The father, Mr. Li, accepts and takes on a leading position with health services for Metropolis, a promotion that lifts his family firmly into the American middle class, but which is not going down well with every employee and resident of the city. The focus, though, is on the kids in this story, first-generation Americans, as they experience the exciting and sometimes dangerous new world of Metropolis. Their son, Tommy, who is a teenage baseball phenom, and by expressing his natural talent, rankles the reigning youth baseball team's pitcher. By the way, the youth baseball team Tommy joins is headed up by Jimmy Olsen, of course. We need to have these unexpected happenstances to move our plot along, don't we? Well, the disgruntled young pitcher that Tommy supplants is all too soon pulled into his uncle's Grand Clan of the Fiery Cross scheming. This novel is quite graphic in presenting the Klan's neurotically arch goals. And so we're off on the main plot of our story as Tommy, his sister Roberta, their parents, Mr. and Mrs. Lee, and of course, Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Superman take on the evil that is brought by that Klan upon the Lee family. Well, let's note that beneath the slam-bam action of Superman dealing the Metropolis Klan of the Fiery Cross a lesson in truth and justice, they will not soon forget, is a subplot bubbling along through these pages with a not unexpected sibling rivalry between Tommy and his younger sister, the usual squabbling expressions of sibling solidarity that move the story along with an endearing human elephant. And so we have the setup for a rousingly modern tale that is actually set in post-World War II 1946 America. The parallels from over 70 years ago with today are sadly and optimistically blatant on every page, in every frame. Now, as is usual and expected with a Superman story, the interpersonal dialogues between Lewis and Clark, the striving to right the wrongs around him by the Man of Steel, and the gosh darn excitement of the larger Superman story are just too good, too page-turning. I just could not put down this colorful, graphic novel. As to that human element, as another reviewer has pointed out, Superman, as depicted in this story and elsewhere, is so relatable to so many of us because at his core he has embraced his humanness. Superman is drawn in this story's telling as the steely man of righteousness, but just as often he has a wink in his eye or a smile playing on his lips. As one reviewer writes, quote, "What I really loved about Superman's story was how human he was. Like, yes, he is a superhero with powers, but at his core he is just like us. And this is a Superman who is still haunted by the discrimination he suffered from as a truly different kind of child. He struggles with the desire to use his abilities to do good and being branded as some kind of freak by the people whose acceptance he craves. I think he's relatable to anyone who has ever felt like an outcast. It also shows why the idea of discrimination seems to affect Superman so strongly, so personally. He knows firsthand what it's like to feel like you're different and alone," end quote. That Superman is still relevant and perhaps even more popular than he was when I was a kid or my dad was a kid speaks volumes about the mythology the Superman story tells. Our story moves along at a good pace as Superman takes on the Clan of the Fiery Cross and shows them that the Lee family are to be respected as American citizens, as worthy of the American life as anyone else in Metropolis. The book ends with a series of short essays by the author Gene Luen Yang about the beginnings of the Superman story, harkening back to the late 1930s, and its appeal to him in modern times, as he imagined bringing this particular story to life, including Yang's noting that his modern-day graphic novel is based on an original 16-story arc in the Superman radio show from that very year of 1946. I hope you'll give this novel story a look-see, because, as Yang himself writes in his conclusion, Superman is one of our nation's and the world's most enduring icons. He seems to have always been there, and he's not going away anytime soon. Ever since defending a Chinese-American family in 1946, he stood for tolerance, justice, and hope. Even today, the immigrant from Krypton challenges us to follow his example more fully and more perfectly. We have to meet his challenge, Yang writes. After all, though our yesterdays may be different, we all share the same tomorrow. Gene Luen Yang, Superman Smashes the Clan, art by Gohiru. It's quite a good, fun, interesting read. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you for listening.